Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Coming to you this week, talking about a verse. 1 Corinthians 14:34, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law." If you get my Monday and Tuesday teachings, you can get them online, and we're also going to make this whole week available by CD if you want it. You'll find out how I was bound by that verse because my denomination wrongly divided it. I did not even know there was such a thing as rightly and wrongly dividing the word until I came to work for Kenneth E. Hagin. And it was from Kenneth E. Hagin, the first book I did for him, The Woman Question, that I found out I did have a right to preach the gospel. I could answer the call God made on my life, and I wouldn't get in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ because God did never say women had to keep silent in the church. Well, what about that verse? The trouble comes from a wrong division of the Word of God. Now, Brother Hagin, in his book, and I read it yesterday, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, talked about how much problem and controversy there was in the church because what Jesus said in Matthew 19 did not seem to match what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7 concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage. He had heard a man or read after a man teach on the subject. For years he had been, Brother Hagin had been searching out that subject, who's right, Paul or Jesus? And he was out in L.A. and he read a seminary professor speaking it. They put the whole man's whole sermon, and he said, "There's been an age-old war for 400 years. Who's right, Paul or Jesus?" And then the man said, "Well, you know, I'm just prone to go with Jesus." And Brother Hagin was thinking after he read it, "Well, it's the Bible. They both ought to be right." And immediately when he did that, the Holy Ghost spoke up inside Brother Hagin and said, "Both of them are right." Jesus is referring to the commandment given to the Jews, and Paul is talking to the church. Jesus was accurately interpreting the law of Moses concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage to the Jews, and Paul was accurately applying the law of love concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage to the church. There is the answer, Brother Hagin writes. It's simple. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. He will teach you. And then Brother Hagin said, there's a shortcoming among people, even ministers. He said, there are ministers who have taken text out of context, and you can take them out and make them say something the Bible doesn't say. I'm reading you from Brother Hagin, page 17. Anyone can prove anything he wants to prove by taking one or two verses out of a chapter and making them stand alone. You can make the Bible say anything you want it to say, but when you read the entire context, the whole section of Scripture, then it throws more light on the subject. Paul gives us a clue about how to read the Bible in writing to Timothy, a young minister. He wrote in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now, Brother Hagin said, you don't accept something just because somebody says it. You study the word of God. And if you study the word of God, then you are approved. But conversely, God doesn't approve it when people don't study. And so we want to make sure we study the word of God and rightly divide it. Brother Hagin said, when I first got saved and started the ministry, I heard someone give this simple rule of Bible interpretation, and it registered on me. In studying the Bible, always ask yourself, who's doing the speaking? Number two, what are they speaking about? Number two, to whom are they speaking? Now, in 1 Corinthians, here's another scripture Brother Hagin gave for rightly dividing the word of truth, the Bible. All the Bible's for the church, folks, but not all the Bible's about the church. The part of the Bible that's particularly about the church is the letters. And in one of those letters, Paul writing to the church at Corinth says in 1 Corinthians 10:32, "Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God." The Jews, the Gentiles, the church of God. Three groups of peoples. Gentiles is an Old Testament word for nations. So don't give anyone offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the nations, nor to the church of God. Brother Hagin writes, there are three groups of people addressed in the Word of God. Number one, the Jews, God's covenant people. Number two, the church, God's own family. Number three, the Gentiles. He says a heathen people. Actually, the Old Testament word is goyim. It means nations. Everyone who's not either in the church or a Jew. So we have three groups of people that can be addressed in Scripture. Oh my, how that helps you in studying Bible prophecy. Then you can tell from a Scripture whether it's a prophetic word concerning the Jews or the nations or the church of God. Now, we're going to apply this right now to our question Scripture this week. 1 Corinthians 14:34, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. I told you that when I came to work for Brother Hagin, it was my job to make his teachings into books. And the first one I did was the woman question. I can remember a presence of God filling my room as I worked on that book. And I said, oh, Lord, do you mean that I can fulfill the call of God on my life and not get in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ? It was like an angel, or maybe it had been the Lord. But they said to me, yes, you will do so. You will preach the gospel. One day you will leave here. But right now you don't know anything. And this is your Bible school. Thank God he put me under Brother Hagin, who taught me how to rightly divide the word of truth. Now, since in my life, I have, when my husband passed away in 1986, the Lord sent me to Israel to study Hebrew in the land. Oh my, how that has helped me. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and that verse, our scripture, oh my, how it has helped me with that verse. Brother Hagin, when he would often do things like this. He was in my office. We were working on the book, The Woman Question. He picked it up and read through the chapters I'd just done. Then he said to me, you know, Paul was answering a letter, but I didn't go into that in this book. Now, at that time, when Brother Hagin did the book, The Woman Question, there was that thing called submission. And oh, the teaching was horrible. Women couldn't even read the Bible without their husband telling them which scriptures to read. In some congregations, they had to sit up close to their husband under their arm as to protect them during the services. It was so terrible and so sick. And Buddy Harrison, Brother Hagin's son-in-law, the Lord showed him a vision. And he saw a person. He saw a body. And half the body, actually, he had seen a person like this and when they were ministering, and they had had a stroke, and they had lost the use of one side of their body. Their face was absolutely paralyzed on one side, their arms and their legs. And then later, the Lord spoke to Buddy and said, that's what Satan's trying to do to my church. It was during those heavy submission days. He's trying to make me not able to speak out of one side of my body. We're going to go into this either this week or next, the body of Christ and what it means and how it relates to Adam in the garden. But the body of Christ, he is to use it all. And so Satan, particularly at that time, was trying to shut up the women from speaking. Now, Brother Hagin was writing that book, and oh, it did a lot of good. It really set a lot of people free. But he said to me, you know, Paul was answering a letter. I didn't go into it in this book. I didn't know Paul was answering a letter. I wasn't that well versed on the subject. But after some years of growing and after some years of going to Israel, I learned that Paul was answering a letter. And it is called in Judaism a responsa. In Judaism, there are now thousands and thousands of volumes where people have asked rabbis questions, and the rabbis have given a responsa. often they write these questions. And that's exactly what Rabbi Paul was answering, starting with chapter 7, verse 1, and it's clearly told us, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. The way you do it in a responsa is you have a question, and then the rabbi gives the answer. So the question to Paul is, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Celibacy. Paul says, he gives his answer. What? He says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, so and so and so forth, and he gives all the things down. So that was the question. It's a good thing that we didn't have celibacy in the body of Christ. There wouldn't be any of us left. Now he goes on to the other things they wrote about. Chapter 8, now as touching things offered unto idols. We know that we all have knowledge. So the question here is, now is touching things offered unto idols. That's the next question. His responsa is, he teaches about that. The next question is, chapter 9, sometimes he says, now is touching such and such. Sometimes he just repeats the question or leads into it. The next question was, they were questioning his apostleship. So he answers that. That's the next question he answers. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Have we not power, verse 5, to lead about a sister, a woman? In the Greek, woman and wife are the same word. As well as other apostles, someone had complained about Priscilla. He led about Priscilla and Aquila. And so they had questioning him, and he was answering. So then he's going on with the communion, with all of his teachings, and he comes over to chapter 12, and he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. So that was the next question, and then he gives the answer to that. Now, he goes on, and in chapter 14, all these chapters, he is still answering their question. Sometimes the question is in the form of a question. Sometimes you recognize it because you know that is not in harmony with the whole rest of the scriptures, nor the whole rest of the Bible. And so that is the case in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 34. We have a new question. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. That's the question. The answer, here's Paul's answer. What? Came the word of God out of you, or came it unto you only? Is if any man think himself to be spiritual, let him acknowledge the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. We're going to go into this more tomorrow and let you see very clearly that the meaning some people give to 1 Corinthians 14, 34 is not God's meaning, but a question that was put to Paul, a foolish question and a bad teaching. So this is Billy Brim. Call us and get Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Woman Question, at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.